This is case number 22350. This is an application of Samson Resources Company for an order extending the field boundaries, amending the field rules for the Ambrose and or Blooming Prairie Bakken Pool to establish four overlapping 2560-acre spacing units, Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing this matter on behalf of Samson Resources. We'll have three witnesses, same three witnesses as we had in the previous case.
All right, they've been sworn in, so go ahead.
Lauren, Exhibit 1A.
Exhibit 1A depicts the first requested overlapping 2560. The spacing unit is outlined in red with leasehold shown in yellow.
2A.
Exhibit 2A shows a breakdown of the interest in the requested 2560-acre spacing.
And 1B?
Exhibit 1B, second requested overlapping 2560-acre spacing unit. The spacing unit is outlined in red, shown in yellow.
And 2B?
Exhibit 2B, shows a breakdown of the interest in the requested 2560-acre spacing unit.
1C?
Exhibit 1C, the third requested overlapping 2560-acre spacing unit. The spacing unit is outlined in red with the leasehold shown in yellow.
2C.
Exhibit 2C shows the breakdown of the interest in the requested 2560-acre spacing unit.
And 1D.
Exhibit 1D depicts the fourth requested overlapping 2560-acre spacing unit. The spacing unit is outlined in red with the leasehold shown in yellow.
And 2D.
Exhibit 2D shows the breakdown of the interest in the requested 2560-acre spacing unit.
And in those situations where Samson has less a majority interest in the 2560, will you work with the other non-operators to determine who should be the operator?
Yes, sir.
No further questions.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Troy, Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is showing a structure map on top of the middle Bakken. The acreage we're discussing here is in yellow.
Exhibit 4A.
Cross-section map showing going from A to A prime, which will look at the cross-section in Exhibit 4B.
Okay, 4B.
4B is a cross-section A to A prime, showing the upper Bakken shale, middle Bakken, lower Bakken shale, and upper Three Forks, and the continuous nature across the area.
No further questions of the geologic witness.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Jamie, Exhibit 5A.
Exhibit 5A is the Samson Resources plan of developing the area. The blue lines are three forks lateral wells. The red lines are existing three forks lateral wells. And the purple lines are proposed future middle back and lateral wells.
5B.
B is also the proposed development of the area, similar legend as in Exhibit 5A.
5C.
Again, Samson Resources proposal for developing the area, similar legend as in Exhibit 5B.
Okay, 6.
Samson Resources plan for drilling and completing the web in the previous mentioned exhibit.
Exhibit 7.
Reservoir properties with our estimated recoverable reserves and single well economics.
8A.
One oak pipeline map throughout the area of where Samson operates.
And 8B.
8B. We work with our operators. We will be the operator of these wells. There will be sufficient capacity from one oak system. And we plan to sell gas, connect these wells to the gas, to the one oak's gas line as soon as they're drilled.
And you're looking at getting these wells connected in the third quarter of 2014, is that right?
Yes, correct, yes.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, and offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Looking at exhibit 5C, is that the same 3 and 10 that was in the previous case?
Yes?
Yes.
Is that, I mean, your development plans, comparing the two exhibits, exhibit 5 from the previous case with this exhibit, they don't quite match up.
Exhibit 5A, is section 18, 17, 16, 19, 20, and 21. Exhibit 5B is section 27, 26, 34, and 35.
Exhibit 5C?
Correct.
Is the same, I mean, that's the same 3 and 10 as the previous case, exhibit 5, correct?
Oh, you're talking about the previous case, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Which development plan are you working on?
We are working on development plan 5C.
So the exhibit 5 in the previous case should be actually 5C from this case? I guess in the short of it, what's your development plan for sections 3 and 10? Is it exhibit 5 or is it exhibit 5C from this case?
Ideally it would be exhibit 5C, where we have the fiber units, fiber web 1, 3, 6, and 8. And the lighter well 5 and 7.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're trying to compare a 1280 to a 2560, aren't you?
If you look at Exhibit 5, that's they have two surface locations up on the north end, and they're showing four laterals on that 1280. And if I'm looking at 5C, they're showing essentially three wells on that 1280 and one on 2560.
Yeah. Well, two different development plans in two different areas.
Two different cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I may say, Section 3 and Section 10, the main difference between Exhibit 5C and Exhibit 5 is the Firebird well. In Exhibit 5C, we have the Firebird well 6 and 8, the well 8 being a lease line well. In Exhibit 5, we have Firebird 5 and 7. We are most likely going forward with Exhibit 5C.
Thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for case 22350.